Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a study that found that there's a wide variability in compliance of schools and school nurses with national recommendations for return to learning following a concussion. Following a concussion, cognitive functions such as attention, memory, and concentration are affected, which leads to potential difficulties at school. Many national recommendations stress the need for cognitive rest to facilitate recovery. These position statements suggest which healthcare providers should be involved and how to return an athlete to school without overstressing cognitive function to the point of worsening signs and symptoms. However, there's very little to no research dedicated to a student's return to learning following a concussion. Therefore, the authors evaluated the compliance of schools in the United States with nationally published recommendations for cognitive rest in students who sustain a concussion and determined the compliance of school nurses with recommendations as delineated by the National Association of School Nurses position statement on their role in the management of the post-concussion student. The authors developed an affirmative response questionnaire based on the 17 recommendations for cognitive rest and electronically distributed the questionnaire three times during the 2012 to 2013 academic year. Out of the 2,872 questionnaires sent out to members of the National Association of School Nurses, just over 1,000 were completed and returned for analysis. Many of the school nurses were registered nurses, have been working for over 5 years, and had special training in recognition and/or management of concussions. Almost half of the school districts in this cohort had a policy in place to help students recovering from a concussion succeed when they returned to school, and 53% of the schools had guidelines in place to assist students in returning to school after a concussion. The most common guidelines provided by the school were excused from team sports practices and gym, extension of assignment deadlines, excused absence from school, and rest periods during the school day. The least common guidelines implemented were use of a note taker, use of a tutor, limiting weight of backpack and stair usage, use of a reader, and use of dull colored paper to reduce light sensitivity. Once a student was at school, a nurse was typically the person most responsible for overseeing a student's concussion treatment plan, followed by the student's guidance counselor. 50% of the nurses reported that they communicate regularly with the athletic trainer regarding progress or setbacks encountered during the learning process. School nurses have the knowledge, experience, and specialized training necessary to assist athletic trainers with the student's return to learning following a concussion injury. However, only half of the schools have implemented return to learning guidelines following a concussion. What is more alarming is that the guidelines employed by the schools do not seem to be detailed enough to comply with the recommendations within the position statements. Out of the 17 guideline recommendations, 9 guidelines were implemented in less than half of the school's protocol. It was also noted that only 50% of nurses communicate regularly with an athletic trainer. A multidisciplinary team approach involving communication needs to take place to augment recovery. More research is necessary on how to create a multidisciplinary team approach to return to learning following a concussion. Medical professionals should be aware of the return to learning recommendations and have an open dialogue to ensure students' successful return to learning following a concussion. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post described a study that found that anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction using an autograft appears to have the best outcomes and minimal costs per year of improved quality of life in comparison to allograft or conservative management. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a study that found that football practices were a major source of concussion at all levels of competition. Many strategies can be used during practice to limit player-to-player contact and other potentially injurious behaviors. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.